وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at the human being and how we can help ourselves become the best for two reasons, as I keep mentioning. One is so we can enter heaven and paradise, inshallah. At the same time, we need to live amongst people in a safer manner because we are civilized humans. We need to understand how we can coexist with one another. And the key to that is ourselves, is digging deep inside who we are and rectifying, fixing, purifying. Previously, we said that the human being has two dimensions. One dimension is the body dimension, is the materialistic dimension, the worldly dimension, and then he has the spiritual dimension. And he needs to work on both of that. Now, the human being, his honor and his dignity in both this world and in the hereafter lies on the second dimension, the higher dimension, the divine dimension, the spiritual dimension, call it whatever you like, or the intellectual dimension. Me and you, when we live along amongst people, people usually don't judge me based on my body size or how I look. Even they might say, oh, he's good looking, he has got a good body, or he's, you know, awful looking and his body is this. But that's not, doesn't make a difference to them. It doesn't harm them at all. But people usually, and we usually judge people based on their akhlaq, based on their intellect, based on the reasoning. So we say, this person is so stupid, this person is so dumb, this person is so this and so that. Avoid him, don't come next to him. And people usually, when they see these people who have bad moral traits, people run away from them, like as a deer runs away from a lion. Why? Because they're just harmful. So when people perceive me, they perceive my intellect and my reasoning and my akhlaq. That has to be constantly in your mind. So what differentiates the human being from the animal kingdom is the humanitarian aspect, the divine aspect within me, not the animalistic aspect of me. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values the human being based on. So not only the human, our fellow human beings will judge me based on, but even Allah himself will judge me and you based on that as well. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have glorified, honored the son of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we carried them on the sea and on the land. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we've given them from the blessings and the beauties of this world. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we have glorified them more than any other creation that we made. And that's only because what? Allah is looking at the divine aspect of the human being, the intellectual aspect of the human being. He's not looking at the animalistic aspect of the human being. Like we said, yes, we do need to eat, we do need to sleep, we need to do all these things for our body, but not on the expense of our self, our soul, our akhlaq. Because like I said, that when we eat and drink and do all these animalistic desires, I'm benefiting myself. But it could turn into a weapon against other human beings. So don't always look at yourself. You need to keep in mind that you live amongst other beings that you have a duty towards, which is to keep them safe from yourself. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you're still listening to the program for humanity. So just before the break, we were saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies mankind, and even mankind themselves, they glorify one another based on their moral values rather than their animalistic desires. When we look at the Quran, Allah also differentiates between these two things. He says, وَلَقَدْ دَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. When it comes to the punishment, Allah says, we have thrown so much people into hellfire from humans and jinn alike for few reasons. Why? He says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have intellects or hearts, but he's referring to the intellect, that they do not think with. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يَبْصُرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, they cannot see. He's not talking about the physical eyes, but he's talking about the insight. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears which they can't hear with. So they hear the haqq, but it doesn't contemplate. Allah says, كَالْأَنْعَامُ أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ. These are the ones who are like mules, like animals. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. But they are worst off. And then says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Those who are truly unaware. So Allah, if he says, in terms of desires, you and the human kingdom are both the same. In terms of intellect, you're different. If you decide not to use your intellect, then you're losing. But if you use your intellect, then you are successful. So from here, we have to come to understand that we need to keep in mind that when it comes to ourselves, we need to differentiate between our animalistic desires and our intellectual self as well. So from here, we need to understand that when it comes to the self, there are different types of selves. The self that we have to look at is these ones here. We have a type of self that is looked at as a jewel, as a diamond. And we can stem that from the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi. He says, in a nafs, lajawharatun thamina. The self is a very valuable jewel. Man sanaha rafa'aha. Whoever protects it, elevates it. وَمَنْ ابْتَدَلَهَا وَضَعَهَا. And whoever neglects it, he lets go of it. He brings it down. He brings the value of it down. That's one type. Another type, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the nafs that is an enemy to a human being that we need to fight. He says, Allah in the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أُبَرُّؤُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارْتُمْ بِسُوءٍ. I can't do tazkiyah, do purification, do value to myself, because nafs is inclined to move towards sin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, "A'da aduwaka nafsaka bayna janbayk." The worst of your enemies is the nafs that you have within yourself. And if you look at these narrations and these ahadith, they do not collide with each other. Because when there is value, it goes towards the good one. When it is bad, it goes to the bad one. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.